Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of July 2018, and this is the 848th Mol Out Loud podcast. As you can hear, I'm walking and I can hardly see. The sun is so bright. It's just come up. Came up maybe half an hour ago, and I'm heading into town to ring some bells. Well, to go to market first and then to organise some bell ringing. And it's jolly chilly this morning. I think it's 2 at the moment, so I may have to pause my podcasting at some point so that I can wear gloves. But just at the moment, I'm really enjoying the coolness of it. In front of me, I can see sort of three layers of distance. I'm walking downhill, and the hill in front of me, which has the little church that's become the Greek church in front of me, and which is where we'll be ringing later on, after the cathedral, is the closest hill. Then there's another hill behind it, and I can see a bit of fog rising from within it. And then there's another hill, and that hill, those more distant hills, are the other side of the estuary, and there's much more fog coming from there. I think there's a bit of, yes, the estuary's definitely got some fog coming up in it, but not here. I'm above it here. Sort of pale blue sky with scudding white clouds. But very long shadows everywhere, and this crispness, although I can't see any frost. I was rather hoping to see some frost. I've hardly seen any frost this winter, and that only in a sort of dark hollow, which is a bit of a pity. It feels to me as if it may be getting a bit late in the year to get frost now, maybe not. We might have a cold spell in August. Oh, I'm out of the wind, which is, it's not really a wind, it's just a bit of a breeze. And yes, a little green bit sprouting off the ashes. And birds beginning to be sound like spring sounds. I didn't get to podcasting yesterday. Just organising to go away is quite It was a bit more work than you expect it to be. There are sort of three levels of it. One is completing the things that need to be completed at home before you go. And sometimes that includes unexpected or unprovided for things too. Some friends of mine are going away for quite a long time, and I realised I wasn't going to see them again for a couple of months, and then I had my plumbing emergency, which looks as if it's going to be a much bigger task than I expected, but less of an emergency, but rather a bigger job, a bigger and much more expensive job than just a few little replacement parts. So that came into the middle of it too. But what I did do yesterday, I'm going to go back. I was saying there were three parts to this going away, and the first part is that getting things done within one's home space, as in one's local space, and then it's preparing and planning going away, and then there's the actual packing and timing of everything, of tickets and trains and planes and buses and taxis, and the shutting off, of closing windows, closing doors, making sure keys are with the right people and all that sort of thing. So there's a lot more of that to do today, including finishing cleaning out my fridge that had to stop yesterday because, or the day before yesterday, because I had to have the water turned off. Everything. At least today I know what I need to do. But yesterday I still managed a bit of a writing day. I had 3 hours writing in town with my writing buddy, and I found it very hard to settle to it. I think I had too much on my mind, but I did do quite a lot of thinking about it, quite a lot of working out things that were superfluous. I'm really thinking a bit more about creating a bit of a game plan in doing a chapter outline and perhaps some character outlines too, some more testing different scenarios for each character where I haven't got those resolved, and scenarios for the overall plot, and then make sure that the chapters are pushing towards whatever that decision is and not deviating, or at least not deviating too much. So I think there is quite a lot of that sort of work to be done that isn't just writing at the moment. Clarifying is probably more important. Oh, I've just seen the little bus I need to catch very early tomorrow morning. I was hoping, it picks up from different hotels, and I was hoping that it would pick up from one of the hotels that's close to me, but it doesn't, so I'm going to have to get a taxi to get to the bus, which is a bit of a pity, but I think it's just too much to imagine that I'll be up early enough to get into town any other way, and I also don't want to be overstraining my arm with pulling heavy things through some distance before I get to my destination where I want to write. That is going to be what I need to preserve myself for. So, I do hope that you've had a really good week, that you've been able to engage with whatever it is that's most important to you, or dream about, think about, prepare for a time when you can have that sort of engagement. I hope you've been able to spend some time out in the world, or appreciate parts of the world within, within yourself, of course, but maybe part of the natural environment that maybe you can see from where you are, maybe see through a window, or have some plant or something near you. I find myself very much restored by those things. Thank you very, very much for listening this week, as always, and I really hope that this coming week is restorative for both you and for me, and yes, I feel as if I'm going to a completely different world. So I do hope that you have a special time next week in whatever way you can manifest one. Thank you very, very much for listening today, this week, and always. I love the fact that you're there, and really enjoy your comments when you give them. Look forward to talking to you again on Monday week.